Cambridge Discovery Readers, Level 2. Killer Bees by Jane Rollison. Published by Cambridge University Press, 2009. This recording is copyright. Chapter 1. A Car Ride.
"You can't go out tomorrow night, Joe," shouted Joe's mom. "You have to take care of Amy for me."
"But I want to go out," Joe shouted back.
"Joe, I work all week. I want one night out," said her mom.
"I work all week. I want to go out with my friends."
Joe went into the kitchen. Breakfast was short and loud. Bang! She put her plate on the table. Bang! She shut the refrigerator door. The radio was on. They were playing an old song by the Killers. Then it was the news. Joe went to get her bag from her room. She came back into the kitchen. "Escaped after scientists," the radio was saying. She turned it off. Bang! She put the coffee back in the cupboard.
"Stop it, Joe!" shouted her mom from the living room. "You'll break something!"
Joe called Merlin. The dog ran up to her and she put her arms around his neck. "I love you, Merlin," she said.
Bang! Went the front door.
Joe walked down the road to the bus stop and then stopped.
"Oh, no," she thought.
She remembered her English homework. It was on her bed in her room.
"Mr. Bates will kill me. I'll have to go back. Now I'll be late."
She walked back to the house. Her mom and sister were coming out.
"What's wrong?" said her mom. "My homework's upstairs," said Joe.
"Oh, Joe, you never think."
"Can you take me to school?" she asked her mom.
"We're going with Sam and his mom today. There isn't room for you in their car."
"Thanks a lot," said Joe angrily, and she went into the house.
"And remember to take the dog for a walk when you get home," shouted her mom.
A few minutes later, Joe came out of the house again. Mikey was going by.
"Hey, Joe," he called. "How are things?"
"Yeah, okay," said Joe.
Mikey came up to the front door.
"You don't look very happy," he said.
"Oh, you know," said Joe. "My mom never lets me do anything."
"Do you have time for coffee?" he asked.
"We'll be late for school," Joe replied.
Joe liked Mikey. He was in the grade above her, and he lived on the next street. He was always in trouble at school, but he was funny. And today, funny was good.
"What's your first class?" asked Mikey.
"What day is it?"
"Thursday. It's math," said Joe.
"Math is boring," said Mikey.
She thought about math.
"Okay, then. I'll go into school after math."
They had coffee in the kitchen. Joe put the radio on again. They were talking about bees, so she turned it off.
"Who wants to know about bees?" said Mikey.
He looked out of the window. Joe's mom's car was in front of the house.
"Hey, I have an idea."
"Oh, yeah? What's your idea?" asked Joe.
Can you drive?
Asked Mikey. He didn't wait for an answer.
I can, he said. I drive my dad's car all the time.
I'm not old enough, said Joe. But I have ridden a scooter.
Let's go out in your mom's car. Your mom won't know. We'll drive around for 10 minutes and then come back. Come on.
Mikey, that is the worst idea, Joe said.
Come on, it'll be fun, Mikey said.
Why shouldn't I have some fun? She asked herself. People shouted at her all day, at home, in school.
What will my mom say?
She said.
She won't know, said Mikey.
People will see us, Joe said.
Nobody will see us. Everyone's at work or in school, said Mikey. Where are the car keys?
She pulled on her big winter coat over her clothes. Mikey was already in the car. She got in beside him.
I don't believe this, Joe said. Why are we doing this? You were feeling sad, remember? Said Mikey. Now you're having a fun day. Ready?
Okay, let's do it, she said. Mikey started the car. He drove carefully down the road and stopped at a red light. He turned left and started to drive out of town.
What do you think? He asked.
What do I think about what? Joe said. She was beginning to feel sick.
Am I a good driver? Mikey said.
He was smiling.
Mikey, this is really stupid, said Joe.
He started to drive faster. Joe was really afraid now.
Mikey, can we turn around, please? Now! This isn't funny.
Mikey laughed. They were in the country now. They drove through some woods.
How fast can this car go? Said Mikey. Mikey, stop! Please stop the car! Watch this, he said.
The car went faster.
Mikey, stop!
Then the road turned to the right. Mikey tried to turn, but he was going too fast.
Mikey!
Joe screamed. The car went off the road and into the woods. It went faster and faster between the trees. Joe and Mikey banged their heads on the roof. They were screaming. Then there was a tree right in front of them. Joe opened her eyes. Everything was quiet. There was a smell of smoke. She opened her door and got out. She went around to Mikey's side and opened his door. His eyes were closed. She put her hand on him. He moved. He wasn't dead.
Come on, Mikey, she said.
Mikey opened his eyes for a moment, but then closed them again.
Wake up!
She shouted at him. But he didn't. Joe looked for her phone.
Oh, no, she thought. I left it in the kitchen.
She found Mikey's phone in his pocket. She called 911 and asked for help.
There's been an accident, she said. It was a boy in a car. He's not dead, but his eyes are closed.
She told them where the car was.
What's your name? Asked the woman.
But Joe couldn't say her name. She couldn't say, I was in the car too. This was starting to feel like a bad dream.
My name's, she started to say.
I had nothing to do with it. I was just walking my dog in the woods.
Okay. Can you wait there for an ambulance?
Yes, I'll wait.
Joe put Mikey's phone back in his pocket. 15 minutes later, Joe heard the ambulance. She sat high in a tree, about 50 meters from the car. She didn't move. Two paramedics got out of the ambulance.
Did he break anything? Asked one of the men.
I don't think so, said the other.
They carried Mikey to the ambulance.
Who called us?
One of them asked.
A woman, said the other.
They looked around quickly.
Was she in the car too?
No, she said she saw the accident. She was walking her dog.
Do you want to look for her?
No, let's get back, said the first one. The soldiers are coming and they...
Joe couldn't hear the end of the sentence.